You're listening to Brian Sussman on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We were just talking about all those conservationists and environmentalists in Massachusetts. Their town put up a 400-foot-tall wind turbine, and everybody was so proud, and they said it looks so majestic, and they're very happy until they turned the thing on. And now dozens of people complaining of headaches. They can't sleep. The noise is incredible. Here's Ray in Livermore. Ray, good morning. You're on KSFO.
Yes, I'm in windmill country, and the folks in Berkeley love windmills, as long as the windmills are in Livermore and not in Berkeley. Brian, I have to tell you, you're correct with the buzzing and the humming. I have a few customers who live literally directly below windmills or in a proximity that is very, very close. And it's not just the buzzing and humming, the slapping of the blades on the wind, it's kind of like standing next to a helicopter that's rotating at a low speed.
Yes.
Better said, it's like standing next to the freeway or a train station and the amount of volume of noise that's coming out.
It's true. So, the other thing is that occasionally you'll have that bird that gets smacked by the blades, which also has a sound of its own. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're raptor osterizers or blenders, you might call them. But you know what?
Splat.
Brian, I have an idea here. Forget about waterboarding. We could take these Gitmo prisoners, strap them to the base of the windmill, and these guys will be singing within a couple hours because these noises will be driving them.
I love it. Ray, thanks for calling here on KSFO.
That's great.
Raptor osterizer.